I now got to interview. We've spoken with these folks numerous times. They just do so much in the community. Berkshire Mountain Distillers will be speaking with the Director of Sales and Hospitality, Michael Kowalski. And, of course, you're familiar with this because all summer long and into actually the early fall, we were bringing you updates on the weekly free concerts that went on at the Pavilion during the summer and into the fall. And as I said, they're involved in the community in so many different ways. That's just one of those ways. But Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. So happy to be here.
Well, it's another holiday season coming up. There's lots going on. And I'm sure that you folks at the Berkshire Mountain Distillers are set to head into the holiday season.
Absolutely. We're really excited. We've got a lot of events going on in the greater Berkshires, as well as a couple events down in Connecticut and in New York. And, of course, there's always some fun new products that we're making for the holiday season.
You know, let's get into your background a little bit. For people that are just being introduced to you for the first time, what was your path to Berkshire Mountain Distillers?
It's a very long and winding road how a lot of people end up in distillation and in hospitality in general. My background is actually in biology and chemistry. I used to do neuroscience research way back in the day. My official degrees are in biology and chemistry. But I've always been around hospitality. My father was actually an instructor at the Culinary Institute of America over in Hyde Park, New York. So I grew up around, you know, great food and that idea of community and the kind of concept of having food and drink kind of elevate the whole experience. So after many moons of doing research and being in labs, I, kind of assessed life and said, I like people. I love that the aspect of hospitality and community. So I moved into the hospitality side of things, worked for some really great hoteliers and restaurateurs all across the country. I lived out in Napa Valley for a little bit, but ended up coming back to my roots and home here in the Northeast, and between the Berkshires and the Hudson Valley, I kind of get the best of all worlds.
You know, it's interesting whenever I speak to anybody from the distillery is, first of all, when you're planning things and you're doing things, you have to really plan them out, because this is not like just making a beer or making, I mean, when you introduce new products, these are months and months in development. And I want to talk about that. First of all, seeing as we've just come out of October, what about your BBC's Oktoberfest American Whiskey? How long were you working on that?
That is essentially a labor of love that started almost as soon as we started the distillery 15 years ago. So the most recent release of that Oktoberfest is actually 12 years of age. Again, anything that we do, especially anything that is aged that has that brown spirit category, takes at least 2 or 3 years for us to create, conceptualize, make the product, and then age, and then, you only get to taste the fruits of your labor years afterwards.
You know, we're speaking once again with the Director of Sales and Hospitality, Michael Kowalski from Berkshire Mountain Distillery. And you can hear on Robinhood Radio, by the way, we have about 8 or 12 different recipes for cocktails that you can make, okay? That's also aired here, and it's also on our on-demand page. Let's talk about your next interesting brew, and that is Smoke and Peat Rum.
Yeah, so this is a re-release of something we conceptualized about 6 or 7 years ago. Our Ragged Mountain Rum has been a mainstay since we started the distillery back in 2007. But we decided to give it a little bit more complexity and age it in old Scotch casks. So you get some really lovely smoke and peat notes behind the rum, and then you get that lovely, clean, sweet finish of the rum. So it's really something for Scotch drinkers, something that's maybe a little bit more approachable, something that's easier to easier to grab off the shelf than some of those larger and bigger ticket items for those big peaty Scotch fans. So a little something for everybody with that.
All right. And we are, of course, heading into the holidays, and coming up December 1st, you have something that I'm sure is going to be extremely popular, and that is a cask-finished Sam Adams Utopia Bourbon.
Yes. So we have, you know, our owner, Chris Wald, has forged many great partnerships. And, you know, for me being in the wine world, the joke is always it takes a lot of good beer to make just a little bit of good whiskey or wine. And the case is definitely shown here. We're lucky enough to get some great Sam Adams Utopias casks. It's one of their flagship, kind of their tête de cuvée, the best thing that they make. We get those casks, and we actually get to finish our bourbon in those casks. Just add some really great complexity. You really get kind of the notes from the Sam Adams Utopias. That's really using the bourbon as a vessel for those flavors.
Now, when this distillery first came about and was first imagined, were all these things on the burner then, or has it just been you really have learned how to expand and how to add new product and to do these interesting things along the way? I mean, it seems like from you're not just a normal distillery that you might find someplace. I mean, it seems like you really reach out and do pretty amazing, interesting things.
You know, Chris Weld, our owner, and myself both have that scientific background. Chris used to work in the medical field as well. And for us, part of the fun of being at a place like this, we get to choose what we like to do. And for me, having, you know, the pulse on what's hip and trending in the food and beverage world, and Chris having that really great pulse on, you know, the local agriculture, I mean, everything that we're sourcing for our bourbon, you know, the corn comes from a farm 2 miles up the road. The rest of the grains are locally sourced. So we get to kind of combine our interests and really try new things. And being, you know, having the longevity that we have, we have the ability to play around and put those things aside and see how they turn out in 2 or 3 years.
Anything on the long range burner that you can talk about?
Absolutely. So you had mentioned that Oktoberfest whiskey made with Berkshire Brewing Company's Oktoberfest. That kind of sparked our craft brewers whiskey project that we, you know, started about 7 years ago and started releasing about 12 of those whiskeys made from beer. We call them the spirit of the beer. We have a lot more breweries that we've been working with, so we're going to see many more releases of some of the beers that you enjoy drinking at home, immortalized in whiskey.
It just sounds like such a chance to be creative on the long run, and there is no end game, if you know what I mean. Basically, once you've got a certain pattern down of doing things, you can just keep going. You can keep expanding and experimenting.
Absolutely, you know, the trick is to stay true to your fans and really make sure that you're maintaining those iconic products. I mean, our Greylock gin, our Berkshire bourbon, those are all mainstays that are never going away. If they did, I think we'd hear an uprising and an uproar here in Berkshires and across the country. But, you know, it's always nice to be able to give our fans something new, something interesting, something different. You know, for us, we do that both in the spirits and also in our tasting room and creating cocktails. As you mentioned, over the summer, we had a bunch of great live music, and we had a cocktail bar there where we had a fantastic mixologist from the Culinary Institute, a student who's about to graduate, and really got to push the boundaries a little bit and create new flavors and show different expressions of the spirits that we have here at the distillery.
All right. And if people want to see what you have, more of what you have, your web address is?
BerkshireMountainDistillers.com, and if you're curious about the Craft Brewers Whiskey Project, you can go to CraftBrewersWhiskeyProject.com.
Michael,
you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Always great to speak to you, and we have to come up with some more of those recipes because people love them that we have on the air. The cocktails.
Absolutely. I think we've got a couple more coming to you this holiday season in just a little bit.
All right. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Marshall.
Take care. That is Michael Kowalski, once again, Director of Sales and Hospitality, Berkshire Mountain Distillery here in our area.